The Birth of the Gods. Ladies and gentlemen, Rex Spare Leak Project, how the heck are you? Just when you thought it couldn't get any more exciting, you were wrong again, because it did. And I'm about to share with you one of the oldest creation stories of all time that we know about, at least. Now, whether or not this is 6,000 or 60,000 or 600,000 years old, what's interesting is the astrotheological synchronicities that I'm picking up with it, that I feel it's describing wars in the heavens as either, you know, UFOs or planetary bodies. And the planetary bodies could make more sense. But then you look at the description and the measurements that are put together, and unless those were mistranslated, then I don't think they would be planetary bodies. So it's fascinating. Like earlier today, I shared with you one about the creation and the dragon and the fight between Tiamat and Marduk. This one is called the First Tablet, and it's probably dated to be around 7,000 years old, at least the inscription. So depending on how far that goes back, the story from the story from the story from the story, etc., you know, that is to be, that's still up in the air. I would like to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Noble Gold Investments. That's one industry, you know, gold and silver, precious metals, that's been around as long as these tablets, most likely longer. And with the different industries that need silver and the price points of silver, if you're interested in diversifying, if you're interested in taking part of your 401k or your IRA and putting some of that into precious metals, definitely check out Noble Gold Investments. I'll leave a link in the video description box. They're even offering a free book right now that shows you how inflation is used against you and how to get out of that rat race. Anyway, quick shameless plug. You'll thank me later. Let's get into the good stuff. Now, this is a pretty long story, so buckle up or take your seatbelt off, relax, grab a cold beverage, and enjoy the story of creation, the first tablet. And let's go back to the title page here just real quick. The Seven Tablets of Creation, or the Babylonian and Assyrian Legends Concerning the Creation of the World and of Mankind, edited by L.W. King, Volume 1, English translation. This also has the Assyrian language, Sumerian, from 1902. The Seven Tablets of History Creation. Now, I attempted this earlier, but had technical difficulties, so let's hope that the audio is good this time. The first tablet. Now, I could read it in Sumerian here. Let's just try that. Let's see if I can do that, actually. Enuma Elis La Na Buhu. No, can't do it. All right. Gave it a shot. Tried it out. The Seven Tablets of the History of Creation. The first tablet. When in the height heaven was not named, and the earth beneath did not bear a name, and the primeval Abzu, who begot them, and Chaos Tiamat, the mother of them both, their waters were mingled together, and no field was formed. No marsh was to be seen. One of the gods, none had been called into being, and none bore a name, and no destinies were ordained. Then were created the gods in the midst of heaven. Lamu and Lahamu were called into being. Ages increased. Then Ansar and Kisar were created, and over them long were the days. Then there came forth Anu, their son, Ansar and Anu, and the god Anu, Nudimud, whom his fathers, his begetters, abounding in all wisdom, he was exceedingly strong. He had no rival, thus were established and were the great gods. Now, there's several pieces missing there, as you can see. You know, you can come up with your own, fill in the dots there. Fill in the dots. I'm also listening to Typo Negative as I am reading this to you. It just adds a little bit of a kick to it. You know, if you ever listen to Typo Negative, this is the album Bloody Kisses from Typo Negative. Remember those days, ladies and gentlemen. Well, anyway, all right. Hello. But Tiamat and Abzu were still in confusion. They were troubled and in disorder. Abzu was not diminished in might. And Tiamat roared. She smote, and their deeds, their way was evil. Then Abzu, the begetter of the great gods, cried unto Mumu, his minister, and said unto him, O Mumu, Thou minister that rejoicest, my spirit, come unto Tiamat, let us go. So they went, and before Tiamat they lay down. They consulted on a plan with regard to the gods, their sons. Apsu opened his mouth and spake. Let's take a moment of pause, and I want to discuss this with you. Mumu, do you remember the song Mumu Land by, I think it was KMFDM from the 90s? Just look up Mumu Land, that song. Type it in YouTube, it'll pull up. Great song, great props, you know, costumes, attire, very interesting, fascinating. And I was thinking of a time of millions of years ago, going back two to four million years approximately, Mumu Land. Well, Mumu is described here, the battle of the gods, the Apsu. The Apsu is linked to water here now, oftentimes, some translators. Wait until it gets into the birth of the gods, though. It's going to get really exciting. You know, the birth of Anu, and I'm thinking of the Big Bang, if we look at it as a scientific term, comparing it in a storytell. These characters often give insight to the subliminal or to the subconscious mind that will blossom and grow into understanding more, similar to the Kabbalion, the seven hermetic principles that I was discussing with you guys on Leak Project yesterday. Also, we're going to have Dr. Courtney Brown with Farsight Institute, 8 p.m. tonight, Central. Be here live if you want to ask questions about this incredible Farsight Institute program they did, remote viewing this war in heaven. It's amazing how these parallels are kicking and syncing with these stories that I'm sharing with you now, because I just booked this show with him yesterday. He's such a nice guy. I reach out to him, and he gets back to me almost immediately. So with as busy as he is, that's, you know, such an honor. Plus, I've known Courtney now for about 8 years, so a lot of shows with Courtney in the past. But let's get back to this. So the Apsu consults Tiamat, but Tiamat and Apsu were still in confusion. They were troubled, and in disorder, Apsu was not diminished in might, and Tiamat roared. She smote, and their deeds... zoomed out. Their way was evil. Then Apsu, the begetter of the great gods, cried unto Mumu, his minister, and said unto him, O Mumu, thou minister that rejoicest my spirit, come unto Tiamat, let us go. So they went, and before Tiamat they lay down. They consulted on a plan with regard to the gods, their sons. Apsu opened his mouth and spake. And unto Tiamat, the glistening one, he addressed the word, their way. By day I cannot rest, by night I cannot lie down in peace. But I will destroy their way, I will. Let there be lamentation, and let us lie down again in peace. When Tiamat heard these words, she raged and cried aloud. She uttered a curse, and unto Apsu she spake, what then shall we do? Let their way be made difficult, and let us lie down again in peace. Mumu answered and gave counsel unto Apsu, and hostile to the gods was the counsel Mumu gave. Come, their way is strong, but thou shalt destroy it. Then by day shalt thou have rest, by night thou shalt lie down in peace. Apsu hearkened unto him, and his countenance grew bright. Since he, Mumu, planned evil against the gods, his sons, he was afraid. His knees became weak, they gave way beneath him, because of the evil which their firstborn had planned. There's a lot missing here. There, they altered, they, lamentation, they sat in sorrow. There's probably talking about the gods, and maybe Anu, and Enki, and Enlil. And so Anu is the firstborn of Mumu. Mumu's planning evil against his sons, and then it says the firstborn is planning evil as well. And it sounds like there's a battle already in play from this creation, and I'm thinking of antimatter. That's kind of what's going through my head. Nanu, 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 nanu. I don't like all the songs here from Typo Negative. A few of them are good. Here we go. All right. Then Ea, who knoweth all that is, went up, and he beheld their muttering. So Ea, once again, Enki, he knoweth all that is, the wise one. His pure incantation, misery, the god Anu, an avenger, and he shall confound Tiamat, he forever, the evil. Look at how much is missing there. So I'm going to see if I'm picking up anything that I feel. Okay, so Enki is hearing, he's overhearing these plots against him and his family and what they want to bring to them. Like, you know, misery, they want to bring destruction, they want to get rid of this creation. It's like the antimatter. And once again, that's what I'm feeling in scientific terms. It's the adversary of the creation, the birth of this universe that we're in right now. And then it talks about Anu, and this is just what I'm putting together by these missing pieces here. And then Anu is wanting to protect his lineage, he's wanting to protect himself and this creation, and is looking for a way to do so in such, I think he's using Enki and Enlil, or maybe just Enki as the Avenger. And then when Tiamat is confounded, I don't know, and all this missing stuff, maybe it's in reference to this. We look at the asteroid belt and the possibilities of how it's created and a possible collision of planets. The Tiamat could be this asteroid belt. Tiamat linked to the dragon. This could be the asteroid belt that was hit by a certain planetary body, and Marduk is looked at as the victor. Marduk is linked to the sun. So Marduk is either somebody that took that power as far as like a mystical aspect and said, I am the sun deity, or literally it's referencing a solar deity out there, things that have happened in space where the sun was kind of brought in, maybe due to certain orbits and gravitation or whatever it is that brings in these planets and asteroids and such. And it's, I think it's describing it in these stories. But, man, I got to put on some Rush or something like that. This just isn't doing it for me. No, here we go. Megadeth. Yeah, here we go. Megadeth. All right. So, it's helped me think here. So, there's this understanding that Anu, Enki, Enlil, this creation, the stars, the heavens, these planetary bodies, Marduk, sin is often talked about, the moon and its connection, the way that it's brought in, the destruction of Tiamat. I'm envisioning these planetary bodies that also have deities that maybe can reincarnate in physical aspects. Because if you're of light and you can change your vibrational forms, you know, you can shapeshift literally. And that's often talked about with these deities in the Bible and ancient stories, these shapeshifters, these deities that are linked to the planetary bodies. But I think that there was a Marduk, a King Marduk, that linked himself to the sun of outer, you know, our solar system, the star of our solar system, and took that in a story form to make the people worship him as such. And maybe there's some connections there. I mean, there definitely could be. But Anu is the father of the Anunnaki. So I'm thinking Anu is the Big Bang, the universe, or maybe just this solar system. Maybe it's just a certain segment. That could make more sense as well. Anu being the certain aspect of this solar system matrix that we're in right now. Saturn being connected to Saturday, the moon, Jupiter, Thursday, Venus, Friday, Mars, Tuesday, the moon, Monday, etc. And there's these stories talked about. So, he's confounding Tiamat. He spake, thy he hath conquered, and he weepeth, and sitteth in tribulation of fear. We shall not lie down in peace. Apsu is laid waste. So the waters are laid waste. And Mumu, who were taken captive, thou didst, let us lie down in peace. They will smite, let us lie down in peace. Thou shalt take vengeance for them. Under the tempest shall thou. And Tiamat hearkened unto the word of the bright God and said, shalt thou entrust, let us wage war, the gods in the midst of, for the gods did she create. They banded themselves together, and at the side of Tiamat they advanced. They were furious, they devised mischief without resting night and day. They prepared for battle, fuming and raging. They joined their forces and made war. Umu Huber, who formed all things, made in addition weapons invincible. She spawned monster serpents, sharp of tooth and merciless of fang, with poison instead of blood. She filled their bodies, Fierce monster vipers she clothed with terror, with splendor she decked them, she made them of lofty stature. Whoever held them, terror overcame him, their bodies reared up, and none could withstand their attack. So, what are these things? So, she creates the gods, she wages war, people band themselves together. At the side of Tiamat, they advanced. I'm imagining these like either battles in heaven, where they're shooting, ICBMs in space or something like that, something similar, probably more like laser beam plasma weapons or something. You know, look at that painting from 1581 that shows these battles in the heavens. They got these different icons, what looks like wars, explosions, UFOs, spaceships, different lights, etc. Well, maybe it's either these serpents that are described without blood, but with poison instead. I'm imagining these like asteroids and comets that maybe this planet's bringing it in. These asteroids and comets are following it, so they're describing it in stories like this. And maybe because that is happening in the heavens, maybe there is a similar things are happening here at home. Different wars, battles, etc. So preparing for battle, fuming and raging, they joined their forces, they made war. The monster serpents, tooth and merciless of fang, poison instead of blood, monster vipers, clothed with terror, splendor, she decked them, she made them of lofty stature. Whoever beheld them, terror overcame him. Their bodies reared up and none could withstand their attack. As I'm listening to Megadeth. Let's this day we fight. That's the Megadeth song. She set up vipers and dragons and the monster Lahamu. Vipers and dragons and hurricanes and raging hounds and scorpion men and mighty tempests and fishmen and rams. They bore cruel weapons without fear of the fight. Her commands were mighty. None could resist them. After this fashion, huge of stature, she made 11 monsters among the gods who were her sons inasmuch as she had given her support. She exalted King U in their midst. She raised him to power to march before the forces, to lead the host, to give the battle signal to advance to the attack. So let's talk about this. She's creating these vipers and dragons and monsters, this huge monster, Lahamu. Is that linked to a deity? Is that like a small planet? Is that an asteroid? Is that a comet? Is that a moon? Hurricanes, raging hounds, scorpion men. What are these scorpion men? If you look at this in a 21st century point of view, let's look at it in a 21st century point of view. Scorpion men. Kind of reminds me of these locusts with iron breastplates, hair of horses, and walking around stinging people for 6 months in Revelation. So are scorpion men, are these drones? Are these genetically modified beings? Are these just entities in a different plane? What are the scorpion men? What are the fish men? Fish men are talked about in Sumerian tablets all the time. What are these cruel weapons without fear of the fight? So does that mean they have some like technologically advanced weapons? Now her commands were mighty. None could resist them. Then she made 11 monsters. Number 11, what does that mean? I gotta listen to some Jimi Hendrix. That's too much. All right, here we go. Jimi Hendrix, baby. Her commands were mighty. None could resist them. After the fashion, huge of stature, she made 11 monsters among the gods who were her sons. Inasmuch as she had given her support, she exalted King U in their midst. She raised him to power to march before the forces, to lead the host, to give the battle signal to advance to the attack. What are the 11 monsters here? The huge 11 monsters. What are these cruel weapons about? Let's see. To direct the battle, to control the fight. Unto him she entrusted in costly raiment. She made him sit, saying, I have uttered thy spell in the assembly of the gods. I have raised thee to power, the dominion over all the gods have I entrusted unto him. Be thou exalted, thou my chosen spouse. May they magnify thy name over all of them. The Anunnaki. The Anunnaki. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, a lot of people think that Zachariah Sitchin created the Anunnaki. He didn't. This was before Mr. Sitchin's time. May they magnify thy name over all of them. Then that's missing. Then it's the Anunnaki. What is the name that's missing? It's like they don't want you to know these names. If you know somebody's name, that's power. That's power, folks. She gave him the tablets of destiny on his breast. She laid them, saying, thy command shall not be without avail, and the word of thy mouth shall be established. Now King Yu, thus exalted, having received the power of Anu, decreed the fate among the gods, his son, saying, let the opening of your mouth quench the fire, God. Whoso is exalted in the battle, let him display his might. And that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Let him display his might. Once again, the seven tablets of creation. You can find this PDF. This is the Case Library version applied with Western Reserve University's library. The seven tablets of creation, or the Babylonian and Assyrian legends concerning the creation of the world and of mankind. Edited by L.W. King. Volume 1, English translation. The seven tablets. So, that is number one of seven. Make sure to be here in a few hours. Dr. Courtney Brown, the man, the myth, the legend. Join the show live if you have a question. We'll do our best to get to that. He's only going to be with us for an hour, so we need to take advantage of that opportunity. He's a very busy man. Go to youtube.com/clandestinetimelord. Hit the subscribe button. Go to leakproject.com. Become a premium member. Get access to over 1,500 podcasts. Downloadable, streamable, ad-free. A couple hundred of those are exclusive to leakproject.com. Also, don't forget, check out TradeGeniusAcademy.com if you're interested in getting into cryptocurrencies. If you want to get into a do-it-yourself program, they have an entire library of opportunities. So, what about options, folks? Don't you love all the options we have today? Isn't it amazing how many things you can do? I mean, even in Grandma's garage, the entire world is accessible. The entire universe is accessible if you get into astral projection. And then you can get into the even higher realms, like the geometrical type stuff, beyond the real time zones. Okay, I'm divagating. Yep, look it up, divagating. Be the change you want to see. You guys know what it means. That's for those of you that don't, that might be new to the program.